suggest the worst of the recession could be behind.
New York Senator Charles Schumer wants guidelines in place for low-altitude flyovers in New York City. That comes after one such flight Monday caused 9/11-type panic among New Yorkers in Lower Manhattan. The flight by a jumbo jet was a photo op by the government. Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here aren't necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Joel Skousen, the World Affairs Brief, and I think probably we'll be talking somewhat about the so-called swine flu or H1N1 flu. Of course, that's really sort of a pseudonym for the Spanish flu. That's what the Spanish flu was back in 1918. Was that that arrangement of the various various particles? But anyway, certainly this is a flu with a North American swine component and an Asian swine component and a avian component and a human component, never seen before. And of course, we get all sorts of conflicting reports. I read one report where somebody supposedly from the World Health Organization said, why, 150 people haven't died in Mexico. There are only 5 or 7 that have really died. All this other is just hype. And then we read other reports from doctors here in the States that say, you're not getting the truth. Why, far more people are ill, seriously ill than we've been hearing. And so we're getting these conflicting reports almost as if somebody was intentionally trying to confuse us. Well, with that as the background, let's go to our special guest this afternoon, Joel Skousen, and maybe he can clarify some of the things that that we're hearing, because I do believe there's an organized, orchestrated effort, beautiful effort, coordinated effort, in my opinion, to confuse the American people about what's going on and what the implications are for you and your family. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I wish that I was in a position to clarify all of those. In fact, I'm going to have to give both issues play because, frankly, it's too early to tell. There are claims that the number of cases is overstated and science that they're understated. So we'll have to talk about some of the evidence. You know, a pandemic, by definition, spreads to all the people rapidly, and so far we're a long way from that. The average flu season in the U.S. kills 30 to 35,000 people annually. So it's kind of wise to keep all of this in perspective. We're nowhere near, exceeding, even at the worst case scenario, 200 people worldwide. So we've got a long ways to go. But this is a strong virus, which has killed a few people, and it is just getting started. So we have to keep all this in perspective. Some hospitals report that many infected people have fairly mild symptoms, but there may be more than one strain out there, and so we're not sure yet whether or not all of the strains being reported as flu to the hospital, in fact, are this same swine flu or influenza A, H1N1. By the way, that was a political decision made by the World Health Organization, as hog farmers around the world are protesting that they're ruining their business by calling this a swine flu. In fact, it didn't start with pigs, so it truly isn't just a swine flu, as you have said. They're starting to see components of Asian flu, swine flu, other human influenza flu, and other things, which is leading to a variety of conspiracy theories that this is an engineered virus. And I'll cover that, too, at the end of the program. There are some bogus conspiracy theories out there, and those ones that still have credibility, so we'll look at those. As you said, the deadly influenza A virus of 1918 and 1919 killed hundreds of thousands of people. One of the things that we're dealing with this, whether or not this is hype or illusion or whether or not it's real, is that government's reaction to these things can, in fact, be their own worst enemy. There's a great danger with today's economic turmoil that government overreaction, shutting down travel and commerce, may, in fact, kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs. Mexico's going down that path already. It's told everyone to stay home. No public meetings, but that can't last very long. People have to make a living, and we'll have to go back to work soon. Mexicans have little food on hand. It's the tradition in Latin America to go shopping daily for everything that you need. Not weekly, as Americans do, but every day they take the little nylon shopping bags and go from shop to shop and collect food, and that's not being done right now. So if the government overplays their hand, this panic could damage any hope of quick economic recovery. And that may well be intentional, too, depending on what they want to justify. Certainly, as Rob Emanuel has said, we don't want to let any crisis go to waste. In other words, if there's an ulterior motive to pass based on a crisis, and clearly they have reason to try to use this as a justification to put through national health care. There's all kinds of scenarios, Dr. Stan, that could come into play here.
I agree with you, and I think that, but I think we have to just, at least for our listeners, we have to let them know that this is no need to panic right at the present time. Certainly, so far, only one person in the United States has died, and that happened to be a little Mexican boy who was so seriously ill and couldn't get any treatment in Mexico adequate, so they brought him up to into Texas, and he died here, 23-month-old child. But there have been no Americans who've actually died of this, and yet panic is what they're trying to push, and they're doing a very, very effective job, and they talk about mobilizing, the possibility of mobilizing troops on the border. Isn't it amazing? They can talk about mobilizing troops to close the border as far as the epidemic, but not to try to, of course, to keep illegal aliens from coming in. So, anyway, what's your take on what's going on, Joel?
Well, first of all, let's cover the worst-case scenario. This is exemplified by PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones's outfit. He quotes from a doctor in Texas claiming that swine flu cases are at least, 10 to 25 times worse than has been reported and that officials are letting on. Now, that's quite a statement, 10 to 25. You know, I can buy 2 to 3 times more, but 10 to 25 is a little bit over the top.
I agree with you, and this really disturbed me when we see this, you know, because this is designed to create panic, and ordinarily I think Alex does a very good job, but, maybe somebody working for him just is overreacting. I can't accept that.
Well, he claims that the hospitals are overwhelmed as the virus has already crossed the threshold, and this doctor claims to be considered phase 6 global pandemic. This is not true at all. There's been a lot of pressure on the World Health Organization to up this. They've gone from 4 to 5 out of a standard of 6, and they want them to go to 6. But clearly, there's no evidence for 6. And we haven't even passed 200 people worldwide. This is not a pandemic. This is not an epidemic yet. So we just have to be careful of this. The source of this letter that Alex Jones is quoting from is Dr. Marcus Gitterle, an emergency medicine physician based out of New Braunfels, Texas. He sent out an internal alert to his email, making stunning claims about the swine flu. He said, after I returned from a public health meeting yesterday with community leaders and school officials in Como County and Hays County, so-and-so, name removed, suggested I send an update to my patients in the area because what we were hearing privately from the CDC and health department is different from what you're hearing in the media. In other words, they were apparently, he's inferring that they were getting more dire information from the health department. The doctor claims that the actual number of confirmed cases of swine flu is 10 to 25 times worse than has been reported, and that people are not easily recovering, as that has been claimed, but that many Americans are, in fact, seriously ill. Well, as I said, I just don't find any other confirmation. I've been checking with other sources and subscribers around the country, and hardly any hospitals anywhere in the United States are reporting any influenza at all. So this is not yet epidemic proportions. Obviously, there's a lot of Mexican personnel in along the southern border, and that could explain some of this, but I still think it's overreaching by saying 10 to 25. Thousand. You know, travel restrictions and quarantines are the next shoe to drop if this becomes a panic situation, and government certainly by declaring an emergency, which they already have, is setting the stage to create more of that. I mean, there have been people who are closing school districts, and students are now told to stay home without further notice. I just don't think there's any justification for that at this point.
All right. Well, certainly it what we're seeing, I think, is an example of what the media can do to shape our reality and to form our tastes and to make us believe whatever they want. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skelton. We're talking about the deadly swine flu, and the question is, how much of this is hype, how much of it is real, and you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I say, it's too early to tell on that, but we have to present and prepare for both sides, and that's what I'm trying to do in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief that's coming out. As I say, Mexico City has had the most impact on this, and they have reacted accordingly by shutting down all public events. They've shut down the subways. They've handed out surgical masks to most everybody. Public events are canceled. Schools and everything are closed. Churches are closed. But predictably, President Felipe Calderon has assumed new powers to isolate infected peoples. This is the real danger of this kind of a threat in declaring an emergency, as our own government has already declared an emergency. I think it's too early for that. You know, they talk about the numbers of people that have died, but really only a fraction of those have actually been confirmed to be this particular version of swine flu. So we just really don't have definitive information. Eventually, for this to be confirmed, there's going to have to be a lot more deaths, a lot more infections. And we'll also have to look at the lethality rate from those that are infected. Right now, it still does not seem high. A true epidemic like the influenza flu in 1918 and 1919 that killed hundreds of thousands of people, the actual mortality rate from infection was almost 50%. So it was very, very high. We're not even looking at 10% right now at this time. One of the problems that's happening in Mexico that is of concern, and this is telling of what happens in an epidemic, is that the numbers of cases increase significantly every day, although they tend to be leveling off there. Next, at least three doctors are said to have died from the swine flu, and there's also some nurses. There's great fear among the medical community. And what happens is that lower-level medical people stop coming to work, so hospitals become seriously understaffed. And this is a real problem because the hospitals, in fact, become contamination regions, and it becomes actually very dangerous during a problem time of infection to go into a hospital or to be there. Let's suppose you go into a hospital, an emergency room in Mexico, with just flu-like symptoms, but it's not the real swine flu, or it's not a real tough version. Well, your chances of picking up the tougher version are very high when you go into a hospital. And so there are very few reasons for going there. As I pointed out in my book, The Secure Home, that it's very difficult for the medical community because they really aren't prepared to save themselves in a true pandemic or even a nuclear war situation. The hospitals themselves are not safeguarded against nuclear radiation as well. And so one has to be prepared, in my opinion, to, especially in biological or chemical warfare or pandemics like this, to treat oneself at home and not get into high concentration, high density hospital atmospheres which have all of these bad germs floating around. Well, the World Health Organization is caught between two difficult positions, waiting until things really get bad before declaring an emergency and risk being charged with being too late, or rolling out quarantine plans now and shutting down all public meetings as a preventative measure. Now, the latter one has huge risks as well, especially as if in the swine flu scare of 1976 doesn't turn out to be anything serious at all. If the establishment is looking for an excuse to practice draconian intervention on the American people, they may well have their chance. But already the travel industry is demanding that the government wait so as not to damage already waning public confidence in flying. As I say, the World Health Organization, as of April 28th, said there were only 7 laboratory-confirmed swine flu deaths, all in Mexico, from 79 confirmed cases around the world. That's not yet a high enough percentage to declare a pandemic. There was a panic sell-off of the hog industry trying to beat the collapse of hog prices, which is happening right now. The WHO had said that the most recent search on flu had shown that the virus was not caused by pigs, which is true. They've also moved the pandemic alert, however, from 4 to 5 on a scale of 6, but are refusing to go higher. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has preparing its quarantine guidelines. I think they're interesting, and I'm covering those in the World Affairs Brief. They quote the authority of the federal government, based on legislation that gives the Surgeon General the authority to issue quarantines based on some pretty flimsy criteria, actually. All it has to be is a disease listed by the President, and they can adapt that list with the executive order any time that they want. Anyone violating a quarantine order can be punished up to $250,000 fine and 1-year term in prison. Guess who's got the power to enforce quarantines? Customs officers, Coast Guard, also U.S. Marshals, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. But military personnel, according to the current law, are specifically excluded from enforcement. Now, I can tell you that if it gets bad enough to require true quarantine, we will see military troops enforcing it, simply because there is not enough law enforcement personnel, ATF, FBI, et cetera, to do this job if they really expect to enforce quarantines. And it's also interesting that CNBC showed a uniformed admiral present in the Health and Human Services Command Center monitoring the outbreak, so that clearly the military is being informed and being ready for this kind of enforcement. Now, on the other side of the story, Dr. Stan, there are those claiming this is overblown, like Patrick Wood and Dr. Russell Blaylock. He said, are globalist fearmongers driving the media to panic the public into universal health care solutions or federally mandated vaccinations? He thinks they are. By definition, a pandemic is an epidemic that is geographically widespread. They're creating the innuendo that this is like a Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. He says, but excuse me, how does the death of even a few hundred equate to 20 million? Almost all of the deaths, limited as they are in Mexico. The ratio of deaths to infections is very small. He says, how does this outbreak even remotely qualify as a pandemic? His answer, it does not. His point about the ratio of deaths, as I said, is very important because less than 10% pales in comparison to the over 50% during the Spanish flu epidemic. Well, one thing is that the scare, whether real or invented, will do is spur Congress to grab more power for the government. Congress.org says, as the world grapples with the potential health crisis from the outbreak of the swine flu in Mexico, Congress is responding on several fronts. We expect the potential epidemic to ignite debate over vaccination stockpiles. That's already happening. Healthcare reform, immigration policy, and border security. You'll notice that Barack Obama stated in his almost second State of the Union address, it was nationally covered on all the stations, his press conference, and it really was a propaganda conference. I noticed he talked about securing the border so that we can grant amnesty to illegal aliens.
I don't think that's exactly what the American people want, but it really doesn't matter what they want. There is an agenda. There are people who want a multicultural, multilingual society because they have an intense hatred of America. Are they going to use this so-called plague? Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll be right back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they could get a trial copy of your World Affairs Brief, and hopefully they'll want to go ahead and subscribe as I do and as I look forward every single week to your commentary. So how can people get in touch with you and get the get a free copy?
They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com to get a free sample issue, and I highly encourage people. There's only a modest fee for the weekly World Affairs Brief, and to help my support my efforts, my brief is showcased on the website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. and it gives a synopsis of the current brief, plus a running tally of all the top stories each day that are posted on the website. So you get the benefit of our volunteer research staff that posts those for you. Lots of other information about my books, especially, I had a 30-year career in preparedness and designing high-security residences and retreats around the nation, so I am an expert in the preparedness field, and certainly there's a lot of use for those books now, so those are showcased also on the website. That's worldaffairsbrief.com.
And I would recommend it to any of our listeners out there. I look forward every day to going to World Affairs Brief. I go there right after I do my emails, and you're a wonderful source of information. I'm very appreciative. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, there's going to be some profiteering involved with this. Certainly, much of the benefit of this panic is being accrued to the benefit of big pharmaceutical companies who manufacture antiviral drugs and vaccines. They've been granted immunity from liability on all these dangerous products, so they win both ways at the expense of the public, and will suffer, of course, the side effects of these things. It's one thing to take high risk on drugs when there's a 90% chance you will die, but it's quite another thing when the danger of dying from a virus less than 10% of the risk of having damage from the vaccine or the drug is about that same figure. As Dr. James Ridgway wrote, he said, with no vaccine in sight, the U.S. government, along with others, was belatedly stockpiling up on Tamiflu, the drug that supposedly offers some defense against bird and swine flu. But he said in 2005, Japanese newspapers told how children who were administered Tamiflu went mad and tried to kill themselves by jumping out of windows. In a cautionary statement from the FDA, also noted the 12 deaths among children and said there are reports of psychiatric disturbances, including hallucinations, along with heart and lung disorders. Definitely there are some dangers, and I would not recommend people rush headlong into just following a doctor's advice and saying, take Tamiflu on these things. There are many natural remedies that are much, much more effective, in my opinion, against viruses, because essentially viruses are the one thing the medical community really doesn't have a lot of answers for. Then there's the vaccine issue. Mandatory vaccines are one of the powers claimed by governments in a pandemic and can be even more dangerous than quarantine. Due to the problems inherent in vaccine safety and their marginal effectiveness against viral infections, this should be resisted at all costs. At least that's how strongly I feel about this issue. Congressman Ron Paul, an MD, pointed out that in 1976 there was this swine flu outbreak, which turned out to be a non-event because it really was related, as I'll explain, to giving a vaccine to soldiers at Fort Dix, and they were the only ones who contracted it. It was proven to be vaccine-related. In the end, only one person died from the flu, but 28 died from the vaccines during that period because they had this huge inoculation campaign against the public based upon what happened to the soldiers at Fort Dix. And only one soldier died, and he was the one who died because of a vaccine. Well, Dr. Michael Osterholm, a pandemic expert at the University of Minnesota, questioned the efficacy of the government trying to encourage people to take a flu vaccine. He says, no vaccine specifically protects against swine flu, and it's unclear how much protection current human flu vaccines might offer. In fact, even in the perennial winter flu vaccine campaign, they've developed a vaccine based upon the past year's flu. They have no vaccine for the exact strain of flu, which always morphs into something else when it occurs. Patricia Doyle, Ph.D., says, I'm making a plea to everyone who reads this, don't take any vaccine that is purported to prevent this flu. And then she recounts the Fort Dix thing, which she had the vaccine during the 1976, she said. I was one of those people duped into taking the swine flu shot in 1976, and it made me so sick I was in bed for 3 months after taking the vaccine. out.
Well, I think we should certainly add that almost 500 people got Guillain-Barré disease, a neurological disease. Many of them were left permanently crippled. Approximately 25 died from the vaccine. The vaccine created terrible problems, and it was all just because one military recruit died, and I suspect it was because Gerald Ford was running a campaign. People were mad at him because he pardoned Richard Nixon. He had a pretty low esteem evaluation by the people, and he was trying to build himself up as a great leader facing this terrible plague that's going to, you know, kill so many Americans. So we're going to have, you know, vaccination of the entire population. They had vaccinated about 20% of them, and they had such disastrous effects that they finally had to admit it was all, you know, fraudulent, and they stopped the vaccination program. And of course, Gerald Ford then lost to Jimmy Carter, and I think there were a lot of people who said, you know, with a president like that, who needs enemies? But go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Doyle says an influenza vaccine does not protect or prevent a person from catching the flu. It is purported to maybe prevent some complications of flu and maybe shorten duration, but I'm not sure it even does that. Personally, she says, I feel the vaccine weakens our immune system and also sickens us due to contaminants in the vaccine. And I think she's very right about that. She says, good news, I feel people can better protect themselves by doing simple things like washing hands often and thoroughly. People should even use protective gloves when out and about during the pandemic, especially if they have to shake hands with other people. I would also add that it's very important not to rub your eyes or mouth when you've shaken hands with people until you have a chance to wash, because viruses get in much easier through moist mucous membranes around the eye or the nose or the mouth. She said, I would not be ashamed to use a mask and gloves. I see that Mexicans are using them. A big problem during a pandemic, however, is that these simple supplies will become extremely scarce awfully quickly. Stock up now. Well, she's right about stocking up. I recommend people use just more than the face mask, or the medical face mask, or the white desk mask sold in stores. Well, better than nothing, none of the paper or cloth masks make a tight seal around the face. I recommend that people buy a painter's respirator, the kind that looks like an oxygen mask with two filters on either side at the cheek positions. These respirators block not only dust, but mold, bacteria, and chemical vapors. They can even double as a smoke mask if you have to go into a house to rescue a child in a fire or get out of a house yourself in a fire. I always keep one of these paint respirator masks in my car just in case with a burning vehicle on the freeway or something, I have to help rescue someone. They're really quite effective. They're only about $20 to $30 at Home Depot or Lowe's. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny also recommends people not take vaccine, and she goes in, and I quote in the World Affairs Brief, her history of the Fort Dix tragedy. It's really, really sad to read. She says the same five-alarm fire that happened during 76 is happening today. Big Pharma is protected. She talks about the liabilities they're given against the vaccine injury table, which excludes almost everything. In fact, they can get, thanks to Senator Bill Frist, now unelected from Congress. He drove a bill through Congress that gave drug companies even more immunity, essentially under the rule of bioterrorism. They can essentially claim that there's some terrorist attack and therefore they're exempt from any liability, lawsuits, etc.
And this is just totally unjust. If the vaccines are so safe, why do they need immunity? And the trouble is, they know the vaccines aren't safe, but they're giving them to our children, and of course, many of them, of course, are having very, very real problems. We'll be back in just a moment here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen. Well, Joel, this is the last segment. We've got about, maybe five and a half, 6 minutes.
Okay, let's talk about how to stay healthy during this. Good hydration is very important, and it's also important to drink a good source of water. I don't recommend public water supplies. One of the finest things that's come out lately is alkaline water machines that actually separate the water out so that you get acid water out of one side of a machine and alkaline water out of another. This really helps towards alkalizing the body. She's referring to the fact that, a lot of foods like meats and sweets cause your system to become acidic, which is the perfect pH to breed disease. In fact, no one gets sick unless they are acidic. This condition is also the stimulus to the body to take calcium from the bones, which dumps it into the bloodstream to bring the pH back to alkaline. So it's important to eat alkaline-producing foods and avoid a lot of the foods, especially in high quantities like meats and sweets that make them acid. We should get lots of sleep when there's a stress, especially in stress where there's a health problem. Vitamin D is very, very important. in resisting viral infection. You know, we talked about that in a previous program with you, Dr. Stan. I know you recommend almost, 5,000 units of vitamin D.
5,000 units of vitamin D, and take it about every 4 hours, and you can take certainly 20,000, 30,000 units a day. It mobilizes the immune system, gets the macrophages and neutrophils working, and I usually take that along with some allobiotic. Every 4 hours, allobiotic is a herbal, has a vitamin D, it has allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic. It has elderberry juice. It has oil of oregano and a couple of other things. It really does seem to harness the immune system. At least it helps me and my family. That's what we do. And we haven't really been ill for many years taking that regularly. Everybody else is down sick with the influenza, and we just keep right on going like the ever-ready battery. Bunny.
And you have that available on your website, radioliberty.org, right?
Right.
Excellent. One of the important things to understand, though, is the difference between synthetic vitamins and natural vitamins. I prefer to get vitamin D to be sure of its source, rather than synthetic but natural, and take cod liver oil. But even that's being denigrated now because of the FDA requirements that they limit the amount of fatty acids of certain types in there, and they have these purification regimes and overprocessing, which ends up stripping off all the vitamins. The manufacturers are now putting back in the vitamins, but they're synthetic vitamins, and there's a toxicity problem with synthetic vitamin D and A, which are high in concentrations in cod liver oil. But the natural combination of the two tends to be self-balancing and don't have the same toxicity problem, according to experts, that the synthetic vitamins do. So that's one of the things. I recommend a Green Pastures variety. It's at greenpastures.org. They've got a new process of using fermenting cod liver oil to preserve all of the natural vitamins, and you get an additional natural vitamins E and K in the fermentation process too. And the fermentation improves on a great deal of things. Even soy is nearly unfit for human consumption, really, unless it is the fermented variety like tofu, which is produced in Japan. But in any case, it's very important to watch the kind of vitamins. I recommend vitamin C is a very good natural therapy for anything viral, but it's important to use natural vitamin C from food sources with bioflavonoids and others. And the stuff you get in the supermarket is just junk. It's all put out by the major pharmaceuticals, and it doesn't compare with health food varieties of natural vitamins. There's also a source on the Internet for exemptions from vaccines. The various different laws allow for exemption of vaccines for public school children, at least. This would keep your children from having to take vaccines if they tend to mandate these only through the public schools. And that's at exemptmychild.com. www.exemptmychild.com gives a state-by-state rundown on how states grant exemptions on that. So no natural treatment works, Dr. Stan, very well, as you know, unless you get off junk food, and not just while you're sick. I'd recommend people give up on soda drinks, especially any diet drinks that have synthetic sugars. They're all bad for your health. You know, donuts, store-bought cookies, snacks, candy bars, ready-made foods and mixes, all of these things really aren't good nutrition. I believe in drinking water or real fruit juices, trying to avoid the ones sweetened with corn syrup. You know, we ought to eat a lot more raw fruits and vegetables, and especially it's important to eat less food when you're subjected to illness. Unloading the system with less food makes natural remedies much more effective, but nothing beats raw fruits and vegetables, avoiding a lot of meat or cooked carbohydrates. Green salads are good, but I don't recommend the commercial salad dressings. It's amazing how many of them have chemicals and sugars in them. Monosodium glutamate is in almost all of those, which has many, many deleterious effects on the health. Any other comments you want to make about those, since you're the nutrition expert, Dr. Stan?
Well, I'm not necessarily a nutrition expert. We do have a wonderful book by by Dr. Blaylock, called Health and Nutrition Experts That Can Save Your Life. And the one important thing about the MSG is they conceal it, and they have all sorts of names for it. Natural flavoring, they'll call it. Dr. Blaylock lists all these names that they use to sneak that in on you. And MSG is a terrible thing, just like aspartame. They're excitotoxins. They destroy the nervous system. We're out of time, Joel. God bless, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
A pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Thanks very much. Well, let me just do mention, I hate to push our products, but we do actually carry the vitamin D. It's a D3, which is what you need, and you want large doses of it. We have it. It's in 5,000 units, and certainly you can take it. We could take it for 3 or 4 days, and you could take 3 or 4 of those a day. It would mobilize your immune system. And then the antibiotic, it's a combination of elderberry juice and allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic, and then oil of oregano and a couple of other things. Now, I will tell you that this is put out by one of the largest health product manufacturers. We can't market it under their label, so we market it under our label. It's called RL Products, but they're good, and we also have a very good vitamin C, which is put out by them. We take all of the products ourselves, and this is one reason why we offer them. We use them. We think it's vitally important that you use these various health products to keep yourself in the top-notch shape, and I'm not saying that you actually get started taking these, but just have them on hand. And then if you start to feel yourself coming down or somebody in the family starts to get sick, take them and take them right away. And take them, at least what I do, and certainly the FDA doesn't have any specifications, but I take 2 allobiotic and 1 vitamin D capsule, and that's 5,000 units, and we take them every 4 hours till I get feeling better, and usually I take them once or twice, and I'm right back on the radio, because I do 5 hours of radio a day, and I just can't afford to be sick. Well, not, I don't get paid for doing what I do, but I want to be here to share what's going on with our listeners out across America. And so if you'd like to, of course, go to our website, you can see the various products that we carry in the way of health care products, or if you'd like to get one of our catalogs while they're all listed there, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you don't have Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, it's vitally important. We carry his other 2 books, certainly Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and then, of course, the Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have a 4 tape set. It's called Life-Saving Secrets. It's my interviews with Dr. Blaylock. A great new DVD that he's done on vaccines and brain development, because the things in the vaccines, the aluminum that's in there, the mercury that's in your influenza vaccine, but the other things that are in the vaccines to stimulate the immune system attack your brain. And certainly with children, this is criminal that they're giving them these vaccines. Why do you think it is that about 1 in every 165 children is autistic? And when it gets down to boys, since disease is 5 times more common in boys than in girls, it's about 1 in 50 or 60 boys. This is not happening by accident. And they know. We have the Southwood Conference put on by the CDC, considered top secret. We have copies of that. We make them available. It's rather large, but it's well worthwhile reading. They know that they're poisoning our children, and they're doing it anyway. Another excellent 4 tape set or CD set is entitled Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, and a lot of this is about population control. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your